Here's Niall Boylan for the next hour or so, and lots to get to. But I suppose one of the pressing issues over the weekend is the Cork Library. Don't forget, if you want to give us a call or you want to WhatsApp in at any stage at all, you can. The number, as usual, on the screen there, 085 122 55. Now, I had planned to start the show today with the Lord Mayor of Cork, Kieran McCarthy. And we did agree that he would come on, and we spoke to him about, I tried ringing him and I texted him going back about an hour and a half, 2 hours ago, and he agreed to come on. And then literally 5 minutes before the show, he texted to say, unfortunately, he wouldn't be available at 12 noon. That is very disappointing at very short notice, because I did want to give this topic balance, because that's what we want to do. We contacted the Green Party, Dan Boyle. We contacted Oliver Moran. We contacted people who were activists in the counter-protest over the weekend, many of them, and all refused to come on the show, with the exception of one who I will speak to a little bit later on. But it's surprising to me that when we talk about something that is a fair debate, and I think there is a fair debate to be had. I don't agree with harassment of people. I don't agree with, you know, threatening people. I don't agree with name calling of people or all that kind of stuff. But I do believe there's a fair debate to be had. You might not think that, but some people do believe there is. I think it's important that we have balance on the show. And for that reason, I would like to be fair to everybody. So anybody who was at the counter protest in Cork on Saturday against the protesters who were out there protesting against the library having certain books on display, I would like to hear from you too. It's really important that we get your voice on the show as well. And the number, as usual, 085 122 55. Just WhatsApp or send a text in, and I'll get our producer to give you a quick call back. And if you want to come on the air, you're quite welcome to come on the air and air your views. As I said, it is disappointing that all the political parties, including the Green Party and including all those who would be considered to be spokespeople for the people of Cork, who have been pontificating over the weekend, you know, in newspapers, including the Sunday World, the Examiner and many others in the Echo, are unwilling to actually debate, are unwilling to talk to us, are unwilling to give us their side of the story. And by the way, once again, we do want to reiterate that we don't agree, and I certainly don't agree with people being harassed. And politicians and senior Gardaí are to meet in Cork over an escalating protest about LGBTQ plus books and reading material, which last weekend forced the closure of Cork Library. Cork City Council ordered the closure of the Grand Parade Library on Saturday amid fears a protest on the streets outside could impact both staff and customers. An ongoing protest campaign has been staged by the ultra-conservative and far-right groups, according to the newspaper, who object to specifically reading material being available in the library. They claimed that it was immoral and against the Constitution that highly sexualized reading material was available to underage readers. Protesters claimed the material involved was pornographic, and the demonstrations will continue until it's removed. Now, those on the left, of course, will say this is nothing more than the old Father Ted, you know, down with this sort of thing. And by the way, can I just point out, I couldn't care less if they had Debbie Does Dallas in the public library, as long as it was in an age-appropriate shelf. In other words, there has been, when I was a kid even, there was books that would have been questionable and explicit, but they would have been in the adult section. And, you know, as you know, in a public library, you have sections for toddlers, for children under the age of 3, 3 to 12, and then 12 to 16, 16 to 18, and then 18 and above. And that's fair. I mean, they would have fictional books, which wouldn't be appropriate for children, of course, in the 18th section. So I would like to think that nobody objects to any type of book being in a library. It doesn't matter what it is, as long as it's in an age-appropriate fashion or in an age-appropriate area of the library. Now, as of yet, I can't get any from Dublin City Council or from Cork City Council to talk to us in relation to these books and where they're situated. So I'm only taking the words of people who protest or who counter-protest as to where these books actually are positioned in the library, because I haven't been in a library since I was probably 12 years of age. But I want to know your take on this. Have you been to the library? Have you seen these books? Are they inappropriate? Some of the books, of course, have been suggested to be inappropriate. This Is Gay, of course, is one of those books that has been suggested that was inappropriate. Now, again, it's not inappropriate to have that book in a library as long as it's in an age-appropriate place. To have a book describing, say, anal sex and, you know, dating on Grindr, etc., and talking about masturbation or blowjobs certainly wouldn't be appropriate in a section that's for under-12s. That's without a shadow of a doubt. There is a debate to be had whether it should be in a section between 12 and 18 years of age. And that's the conversation we'll have today. The number is 085 122 55. Let me just go to John O'Dea, who was at the protest. John, good afternoon to you.
Afternoon, how are you?
John, well, I am very disappointed today because, again, I wanted to give balance, as I always try to do and try my best to give some sort of level of balance, you know, to these topics. And I did plan to have Kieran McCarthy, the Lord Mayor of the show, but 5 minutes before the show started, he texted me to say, unfortunately, he wouldn't be available, even though he had agreed to come on. So that's quite disappointing because I know he is meeting with Senior Gardaí later on in relation to staff suggesting they had been harassed and name-called. Now, you were at the protest. And I want you to be completely honest with me, John. Were people calling staff names?
Well, first of all, the Lord Mayor have no problem going on the two local shows this morning, right? So why he won't come on your show is a bit baffling, and I wish he would.
But let's give him the benefit of the doubt and say something came up at 12 o'clock.
He's having a meeting now with the Gardaí as about the Labour staff and whatever. I suggest, like, I mean... that can be sorted really relatively easy. He'd be better off having a meeting over the guys, the police in your Cork now, and people won't even go in during the day, no, and mind at night, and know what's going on inside there. So I suggest he want to get his prayer.
Maybe he's going to do that too. But in relation to the story that has been both in the Sunday World, in the Irish Examiner, in the Echo, that staff feel unsafe, and this was the reason, of course, they closed the library, that protesters, well, I'm assuming including yourself and other protesters, have harassed staff, called them names, including paedophiles and groomers. Is that what was happening, John?
Well, I didn't call anyone any names, but what happened on Saturday was the impression was given that because the banner was put up by the lads outside saying there's only two genders, right, male and female, right, that the library then were intimidated, the staff inside, they felt that there was going to be an incursion in the library. The decision to lock the library was taken, actually, because they knew there was going to be protests coming up before the protesters came at all. But the impression given out, including the Lord Mayor going on second-hand gossip, like, this is the narrative that's given out there, that it was because of the lads when they gathered outside with the banner that there was going to be in caution and they felt for their safety, and then they locked the doors. They had the decision made to lock the doors long before the protesters came, right? No, there was about 60 people turned up for the protests in favour of against the books in the libraries, right? The other end of the street above, there was a buffer zone then with the Gardaí. There was about 14, 15 Gardaí there, right? You had the Socialist Party, you had Solidarity, People for Profit, Sinn Féin, all up there. If you took out the members of their party, there was no organic Cork people there. The real organic people that were against this stuff in the library were down outside the library. But
leave aside the protest. So the purpose of the protest is in relation to books, which would be primarily LGBTQ plus books, right? Now, I've seen the content of some of the books that would be available, and Cork Library back in January did put a photograph up of the books on the shelf. So we're all aware of which books they are, right? And some of the stuff in it would be absolutely, I would consider to be explicit. But in saying that, I don't have an issue with explicit content per se being in a book. But it's where the book is placed in the library. What is your issue with the books?
Well, the problem is at the start, you see, and this is what kicked it all off. It wasn't in an age-appropriate setting.
Now, how do you know that? Are you 100% sure of that, John? Or is that just, again, gossip or hearsay? Have you been in the library?
I've been in the library, but I haven't been in that section of the library.
How can you say they're in an age-appropriate place in the library when you're telling me you haven't seen them in the library?
Well, the people that told me that saw it in the section that they believe it should, they shouldn't have been, I would trust their judgment in that because their fathers themselves, like, these guys didn't wake up like some morning, right, and say, let's go in and harass the library staff inside. No. They had a genuine reason for going in there to highlight that the books were in the wrong section. No one have any problem if they're in the appropriate age group section. It's not that they're against the actual book. It's exactly where they were cited in the library. Also, the impression was given when they read something first ever that library stock was damaged. Like, this book is gay, a copy was torn up. That book was bought by a member of the group himself, who bought it, went in and tore up his copy of the book, not library stock. Again, crap reporting.
Okay, I always understand with reporting. I don't believe everything I read. But equally, John, you shouldn't probably believe everything you hear. I would like to see, I haven't been to Cork Library. It's a bit of a journey for me just to travel down to see if there's a book in a certain section of a library. I haven't seen any comment or rebuttal by the library to your suggestion. So I can only assume that you're correct in where these books actually are, because the library haven't made a statement in relation to it, apart from the fact that they support these books being on display, because they, as I said, they put it up on Twitter back in January that these books were part of, you know, a new Pride section that they were doing in the library, which I have no issue with, by the way, if that's what they want to do, provided they are age appropriate. Let's just have a little quick look. Now, one of those books, by the way, is aimed at three-year-olds. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I've had a look through the book, and I there was an audio version of it online, and most of it, 99% of it, was suitable for a three-year-old. But some of the parts of it people might find questionable. Let's just play one or two of them there if we can.
Having different identities is what makes people special and unique, and what makes the world interesting and exciting. One thing you'll also notice is that people experience multiple identities all at the same time. This is called intersectionality. You are not just one identity. Neither are your parents, brothers and sisters, or your friends. We all experience the world differently based on the many identities we live in. Sometimes the way people are treated will not always seem fair or make sense.
L is for LGBTQIA. Find the words that make you, you. LGBTQIA is a short description of a range of identities to describe lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, questioning, intersex, and asexual. It's okay to be whoever you want to be. S is for sex. It's a... When a baby arrives, the doctor will say it's a boy or girl, depending on their understanding of the baby's body. This is their sex category. T is for transgender. You know best who you are. Sometimes the sex given by the doctor at birth might not fit with who the person is. A male baby may have been assigned the boy category, but their gender is that of a girl, or perhaps no gender assignment at all. Z is for Z. Get to know she, he, zeer, they, and more. Z is a way to refer to someone instead of using he or she. Because there are lots of different genders, there are lots of ways of describing someone, including he, she, they, Z, and more.
Okay, we leave it at that. Okay, that gives you a general gist of the book for three-year-olds. Now, let me be clear about it. I'm not going to be referring to anybody as a Z. But in saying that, do you believe that's age-appropriate?
No, none whatsoever. And I think anyone with a brain in their head...
That's aimed at three-year-olds now, okay? We're talking about three-year-olds about transsexual, asexual, bisexual. Yeah. You don't believe that's appropriate?
No, at the bottom line, as I said, a lot of the guys that are involved in this campaign, right, I mean, are fathers themselves. And they believe that this is inappropriate, right? That the innocence of children is being interfered with by outside sources, outside of the parental control and the parental consent, and against the wishes of the child. This is why these guys, as I said, got out of bed one morning and decided, no, we're not having this anymore. And everyone is talking about it now, and it's about bloody time. I mean, people mightn't like to, some of the tactics are going to libraries and maybe filming stuff or whatever, but at least
John, I mean, whatever about your protests in relation to the books, some of which I agree with, some of which I don't agree with, and some of the more serious books, there's, you know, I Am Gay, is, and it also includes kind of things like masturbation, the word blowjob, sex, anal sex, how to clean your anus before sex. That certainly isn't appropriate for a three-year-old, but I don't think it's in a three-year-old section. I don't know what section it is because I'm a bit confused. Protesters say it's in a section for young adults of 12 and 13 years of age, whereas other people have told me it's not in that section at all. It's in an older section for over 16 years of age. So I don't know what the truth is.
Well, they have moved it because it was in the 12-year-old section at the start, because the guys that taught me, like, I would believe them.
So it's moved. So it's not in that section.
It started being moved.
Okay, you know well, I mean? Then is that acceptable then, once it's been moved and it's not in the...
If it's been moved to the proper section, yeah, but look, there are still
people... Why are you still protesting?
Well, people believe, like, I mean, that the book shouldn't be, you know, basically there at all.
Stop, John, would you, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Hold on, John. We've just both agreed. And as I said to you earlier, I couldn't care less if they have Debbie Does Dallas. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. In the library, as long as it's in an age-appropriate section. You know, I couldn't care if they had Mayfair or Penthouse, as long as it's in an age-appropriate section. For over 18s.
Some people have a problem no matter where it is.
But why are you, if you know now that that book has been moved, or you're aware that book has been moved to an age-appropriate section, whatever about that one for the three-year-olds, I think, I don't know, some people would find that appropriate, some would find it inappropriate to be talking about sex at all or sexuality to a three-year-old. Yeah. But in saying that, if the other book, which is certainly more serious and talks about Grindr and dating and all sorts of things, if that's not in a 12-year-old section and you believe it's moved, why are you out there protesting?
Well, you see, it's a bigger picture. It's the stuff that's going into the curriculum and the schools and all as well. It's all tied in. And people feel like, I mean, this snow has become, which it is, and even some commentators have admitted this snow, right, that this, the LGBT thing, which, and I voted with the same sex manager, I don't class myself as a homophobe, but what's after happening now, a political movement has developed here and who is influencing a lot of stuff and people are unsettled with it. Now, I'm really disappointed that nobody that was in the side from these political groups had the balls to come on here today and explain their side of it. Like,
I'm going to tell you now, it's not for the want to try.
Yeah, well, all they were doing was shouting, like they had a placard sending about Nazis burning books, yet they continuously, like while the lads were making speeches outside the library, right, shouting down, Nazi scum, Nazi scum, Nazi scum. And even when the protest was finished, when there was a few journalists at home trying to have a conversation with the lads outside the library, they came down with one of these servants attached to a low healer and kept letting it go, interrupting. Like, these people, like, they're on about democracy.
No, look, well, everybody has a right to protest, as long as it's a fair protest. Again, I go back to what I said at the very start. You have a right to protest, and if you don't believe, you know, there's age-appropriate books in the library, fair enough. But I don't agree with, you know, harassing staff, and this is what staff are afraid of, you know, harassing them. Staff have said they've been called groomers, paedophiles, had their, you know, images taken and put up on social media. I mean, that's unfair, John. They're only working there. They don't make the decisions.
Even looking at the piece that the Prime Time then went off to you there, the word paedophile wasn't used, let him in. And as I said,
groomers, what they call groomers?
The words groomers, facilitating grooming of children, that's what I said.
Well, why would you call the individual staff groomers? They're not the ones who wrote the books or put them out.
I personally don't think that's going to happen again, looking at that kind of stuff. I hope not, because that's not peaceful protest, that's harassment. But what is going to happen now, there is going to be like a travelling roadshow. They are going around the country, you know, to all the different libraries, possibly. I can't control, I don't know what they will live or outside, but there's definitely going to be protests outside anyway.
Okay, well, stay there for a second. Let me go to Ibrahim as well. Ibrahim, how are you doing?
Good, how are you doing, Miles?
Good. Ibrahim, you know, I don't have an issue with books being in a library. I don't care how explicit they are, as long as they're age-appropriate. I don't get the impression that this particular books that are inappropriate are in a section for children. So why is there a huge issue?
Personally, I've never seen security at a library, Niall, where they're policing the children going around to the different sections. So without that, definitely it's an issue, because it starts with a foot in the door, then the knee, then the whole leg, and then that you can't stop it, like many issues that have been coming up in recent days. It's something that I believe sex is the parents should educate their children on. The only form of sexual education that happens in school should be what was in the biology books 20 years ago.
I remember it well. Yes, page 37 of the biology book, the male and female reproductive organs. Yeah, remember it well. Exactly. We all got a good giggle when the teacher would tell us to open the page. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is the extent of sexual education in schools. Personally,
but it's a different way. But Ibrahim, I don't know how old you are. I'm 59. John is close enough. Well, we're all around the same age. Times have moved on. Times have changed. We didn't have the information and the access to information that children have nowadays. So to be fair, children have access to this information, the information that we didn't have access to. They can easily go online and, you know, read up about, you know, gay sex or intimacy or sex or sexual positions. They can do that now at 12 or 13 years of age anyway.
Yes, it's true. But as a parent, you should be monitoring what access your children have. And for myself, I have I put restrictions on their phones until they're 18 years of age, and then they have full access. My 13-year-old daughter, she has restrictions on her phone in terms of even usage on social media.
Do you, well, let me ask you a straight question. Do you believe there should be LGBTQ plus books available in the library that give instruction on
No, at all. Because for me, I believe there's two genders.
Okay, that's, and that's your view.
Apart from you know, the gay lesbian aspect, that's fine. But I believe anything after that has become more of a mental illness. When somebody, I heard the recording you were playing of a, of one of the books, I was listening to that, and it says, like, you know, we have multiple identities, so, you know, to choose from this and so forth.
I don't, I personally don't believe people have multiple identities, but however, years ago that was called something different.
Schizophrenia.
Well, I was just going to say that was the term we would have used years ago. But here's the thing, Ibrahim, you know, we live in a changing world, and I understand your position, and that's your position on it, you're entitled to your position on it, your view on it. But there are other people who have other positions on it, and surely they should be entitled to read or to get information on their position. Just as you're entitled to get. I mean, for example, I'm pretty sure, I take it, by the way, Muslim, and I'm going to be very presumptuous here, Nick, and suggest you're a Muslim. Are you Muslim?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so I'm assuming the Quran is available in the library. Many people might not agree with that, but I'm assuming it is available in the library for people to read, if people are interested in theology. I'm assuming there is, but hang on, no, I'm assuming there's other instructions in relation to Islam. And, you know, some people might object to that, but that's, I don't, they should be allowed to read that as well. Do you understand what I'm saying? Or Catholicism, or whatever it is. And they're all things people don't agree with too. But
you can't really compare, because, you know, the Quran doesn't tell a 5-year-old boy how to give a blowjob, or that, you know, sex between youngsters and adults is something that is now becoming more acceptable. No, it's not acceptable.
I would hate to see that in any book, by the way, but I just point out.
Yeah, but I mean, Niall, this is, if everything that comes here basically is drifting over from what's happening with the times that are changing in the US. And I, having lived there for a long time, I can see, you know, and I watch a lot of news there. I have family that lives there, so...
But I'm saying is that you will see multiple views, opinions, pieces, you know, fictional and factual books in libraries that you may or may not agree with. And as my view on it, as long as it's age appropriate, I think that's okay. You know what I mean? As long as it's age appropriate. I mean, nobody's going to walk into a library at 19 years of age, pick up a book on LGBTQ and say, I think I'll become gay tomorrow. That's not a thing.
Yeah, I know, of course. But remember when you were young, did you go to the library to read Playboy? Or did you have to go to a sex shop? Or
Couldn't get Playboy in this country when I was young.
Sex shop for this stuff. They didn't have anything like this in the library.
When I was young, they had books in the libraries that were explicit. They would have had erotic books that would have been explicit. And they would have been in the adult section.
Yeah, but now we're getting past that point of, we're getting, it's not like fantasy books or, you know, these adult or romance stories that were available, and they were quite explicit, that's very true. But we're now getting to a point where there are books available to educate 3-year-olds. And what I saw on a news report recently, I think it was in Kerry, where there was a drag queen story hour for little children.
Yeah,
did you see that one?
I've seen a few of them. Yeah, and some of them are completely inappropriate. Some of the videos I've seen. Yeah,
ridiculous.
Okay, some of them are fine, but some of them are completely inappropriate.
But no, that's how it is, Niall.
I personally don't understand why a drag queen has to read stories to children in the first place. But that's neither here nor there. That's up to parents to make that decision. But some of those drag queen story times, now, I don't know whether they're in Ireland or whatever, some of the videos I've seen have been completely inappropriate. Well, hang on.
So this is how it starts.
Okay, hang on. Let me just go to Billy as well. Billy, how you doing? You're on the Live Boiling Podcast.
Hey, Niall, how are you keeping?
Good, Billy. I mean, look, I'm listening to a lot about these protests in Cork, so much so they have had to close the library now. You know, I'm listening to what Ibrahim is saying, and you know, I might not agree with Ibrahim on certain things and aspects of, say, his religion, or but you know, he's entitled to have that in his library. Are LGBTQ entitled to have their books in the library to teach children, you know, about their lifestyle and you know, sexuality?
Niall, you said it best about 2 or 3 minutes ago there. As long as it's age appropriate, that's the main thing. Like, if it's in the right... Now, the question is, who decides what is age appropriate?
But that's the problem, isn't it? Who decides? Yeah. Yeah.
That needs to be narrowed down. But Ibrahim made a comment about 5- and 10-year-olds. Like, a 5- and 10-year-old is going to go to the library with their parents, and their parents should be checking what books that 5- and 10-year-old or 3-year-old are taking out. And at the end of the day, it's the parental responsibility to make the judgment on whether the book that child is taking out of the library is appropriate, or they feel it's appropriate for their child. Like, that's the key here. It is parental responsibility at the end of the day, because the primary educator under the Constitution in this country is the parent at the end of the day. The library is just giving, it's a place of knowledge, a place of learning. So,
but the library also, it would be fair to say the library has a responsibility and a duty to make sure that books of a certain ilk are in the right place, or in an age-appropriate place. Like, you're not going to have an erotic fictional book in a two-year-old section, you know what I mean?
As I said there, Niall, the question that should be asked is, who is making the decisions on what is age appropriate and not? That's a different.
But see, I'm lost because the problem I have here is because the library are not commenting. Now, the library do admit, by the way, because they put a picture up in January showing us the books that they have. But I don't know what section they're in, because according to the protesters, they're in sections for, you know, 12 to 18 year olds, or, you know, 3 to 12 year olds. But I don't know that. I'm not in the library, and the library are unwilling to make a comment in relation to that.
Like yourself, Niall, I've been in the library in Cork. I haven't been there for a number of years, and to be honest, it's not the type of book that I would have been looking for anyway.
No.
So I don't know what section they're in or not in. But, you know, we can only really...
But Ibrahim believes they shouldn't be there at all.
But should the Bibles be there? Should the Quran be there? Should
That's what I said to him, yeah, I know.
You know, it's a case of just because one person says it shouldn't be there doesn't mean that it shouldn't be there. If someone says it shouldn't be there, you don't have to take the book out. Someone else might want to read it.
Yeah, we did away, Ibrahim, with respect, we did away with censorship years ago. Well, I would like to think we did, you know, because we voted in this country to abolish blasphemy, for example. So I'd like to think we did away with censorship.
Yeah, but I think when it's any book of this type should not be targeting children. There should be nothing. I mean, it should be only adult-oriented. There should be no book talking to under 18-year-olds.
But Ibrahim, you obviously have children. You obviously have children, Ibrahim. Like, obviously, you are going to police, and you've already said that you police what your children see online. The same concept applies to what they read from a library. You're obviously going to check those books before they take them out to make sure that they're age appropriate, or to make sure that they match the moral values that you have as a parent, which is completely acceptable.
But sometimes, schools organize trips to the library for classes, for groups, so the parent is not there. So the children are allowed to wander around and look at whatever they want. They're not going to take the book out, but they'll be gathering around, looking at a book, seeing things that would not be age appropriate, and these things can affect the child psychologically. It's not something that is just okay, something, oh, he saw a naked woman in a picture, or a naked man in a picture. That's not the issue. The issue is that the graphic detail of sexualization of the children that is available in these books. So
and
if it's a book that's targeted at 18-year-olds and above, that's fine. But anything that targets or tries to educate children about it, I don't think it's appropriate at all. And personally, I wouldn't accept that.
But Ibrahim, going back a number of years when I was a young teenager, I saw Playboy. Yeah. You know, is it the same concept? You know,
that's pornography. It's over 18s. Yeah.
You saw Playboy in the library.
I don't think he's not Playboy in the library. But go on.
the point I'm making, Niall, is at that time I was not over 18 when I would have seen it for the first time.
No, I know, I know. I was 13 when a mate of mine brought Mayfair home from England. Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah, but you know, even trying to get them.
Ibrahim, the problem is, I think we need to start trusting children a little bit. Now, when we're talking about under 12s, I appreciate your point. But over the age of 12, certainly we need to start trusting children. Is that not the case? Because, Ibrahim, don't tell me, as a grown man and as a 13-year-old with testosterone milling around your body, you didn't see pornographic magazines.
Oh, no, I did. I grew up in London. I grew up all my life in the West. So
okay, well then.
You get exposed to this left and right.
But then that's what I'm saying. But you made a decision at 13. You knew what was right and what was wrong, didn't you? I mean, and it was just a bit of fun.
But it wasn't so readily and easily available. That's what I'm trying to say. I mean, you know, if you wanted to try and get something like this, it took an effort to try and get a Playboy magazine or a Mayfair magazine. It wasn't something that was, you know, I couldn't go to the library.
Well, the difference, the difference in porn is gratuitous. This is meant to be educational. Now, you know, it's not everybody's cup of tea. That's fine. You know, gay sex or whatever it is, which is advertised in the LGBTQ book, is not everybody's cup of tea, but that's fine. You know, but then just, you know, you just, your child is not going to pick it up if they're not interested, I think. But actually, do me a favor, stay there for a second, because I want to go to Graham, because Graham has got a lot of slack over the weekend. Graham, hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, Niall. How are you getting on?
Good. Now, you were at the protest. You were at the counter-protest. Okay, so...
I was in both of them at one point or another.
Yeah, okay. So you were at the Welcome to Refugees protest, and you were also down at the library as well in relation to the protest.
I was, yeah.
Graeme, I'm kind of at a loss, and I'm really disappointed today, because I contacted the Green Party, Dan Boyle, Oliver Moran, numerous people who were there, who are on your side of the argument. I've also contacted the Lord Mayor, who agreed to come on the show, and 5 minutes before the show sent me a text to say he wouldn't be available at noon. So that's really disappointing for me, because I need to establish what the hell is going on. Because John O'Dea was on at the start of the show, and by his own admission, John says he thinks that book has been moved back into an age-appropriate section, so I'm kind of wondering why they're all protesting now. But anyway, that's beside the point. I think we all, and I hope you agree too, Graham, that all books should be available in the library. There should be no problem with any book being available in the library. The question is age appropriateness. Isn't that the real question?
I'm going to say literally any book. I mean, there's some second hand.
Oh, well, okay, yeah, fair enough. But you understand the point.
Yeah, no. I'm a big fan of Mein Kampf.
Well, I don't know. Mein Kampf is actually a good read, but however, whether you agree with it or not, it's a good read.
Let's not put it there.
If you're interested in historical books, you know, I have no reason why it shouldn't be there.
I know, there is a context in which it would be there, of course. Just being facetious, yes, broadly speaking, of course, I agree.
Yeah, well then, okay, so we all agree that all books should be available in the library within reason. But in saying that, the age appropriateness, like I played an excerpt of one of the books which is available for 3-year-olds, right? And in that book, it talks about sexuality, bisexual, asexual, calling people a Z or a Zay, transsexual. Now, Ibrahim says he doesn't want 3-year-olds being told that. That's unnecessary. That would be more appropriate for somebody, say, over the age of 12, maybe. So is that the issue that we have here? Is age is that the issue we have here? Is that it's age appropriateness is the problem?
Well, aside from the people outside the library, so I would have, not every one of them, but especially the ringleaders, a serious issue with
I don't agree.
That are nothing to do with books.
Graham, I don't agree with harassment of staff. I don't agree with calling people groomers, paedophiles, you know, taking pictures of staff and putting them online. I don't agree with any of that. Yeah, I think it's wrong. And I said that to John. I think it's wrong.
And there's one side doing that, not the other. Okay. But in terms of the appropriateness, I think the biggest issue for me is, people have different opinions about what's age appropriate, and that's not going to go away. So, as the speaker who was on a second ago said, it comes back down to parental responsibility. Like you're saying, a book a 3-year-old getting. Sorry, there's no 3-year-old that I'm aware of, certainly not any 3-year-old.
That goes on their own to the library.
Who's going to be there on their Todd picking up something that I don't see first? That's not happening. Now, could a 15 or 16-year-old do that? Yeah, they could. So again, it depends on the age, but the idea that if your 3-year-old is reading stuff that you don't think appropriate, that's your fault.
It's a fair point. Yeah, that's a fair point, Ibrahim. Even though the book might be aimed at a 3-year-old, there's no 3-year-olds going to the library on their own.
Yeah, of course, they're not on their own. But like I said, I was talking about when they have school groups, class groups, these kind of where
events,
the reading events at the library, where the parents drop the book for the kids, drop the kids in the library for that reading hour, reading story hour, whatever.
And like, you know, those people showed up and there's a drag queen reading the book. You know, it's
the one down in Tralee was two drag kings dressed as farmers reading a book about knights and dragons. What's wrong with that?
It might not be
your cup of tea, which is fine, but there's nothing wrong with that. What's wrong with that?
Nothing wrong with the drag queen reading
history,
a book.
Breaking through. Absolutely not. And it wasn't drag queens, it was drag kings. Mate.
We might as well have stripper poles in the library and educate that this is a potential job opportunity in the future for young
two
girls.
People dressed, you just equated two women dressed as farmers to a fucking stripper pole.
I'm talking about the drag queen that was reading a story, not a farmer. There was
let's not all venture into the drag queen story hour. I've seen drag queen story hours in Ireland, which are fine. I've seen some of the ones in America and other places that are not fine, that are inappropriate, you know, where people are doing splits and all sorts of things in front of children. But let's not go into that. That's another stage. Let's focus just on what's available in the library for the moment, because I think that's what's concerning people. I think it's unfortunate, Graham, that the library had to close because of what has happened. I know the Lord Mayor is talking to the Garda Síochána.
And the fact that the banner was draped on it. That shouldn't be allowed. But now, in fairness, by the time it happened, I think for the Garda to intervene then and there, much I would have liked of it if they could. I think if they had, it would turn into a much more serious event, and I can see them having to pick a lesser evil in that instance.
But Graham, you would argue that these are extreme right wing, right? They will argue. They will argue that you're extreme left wing. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with having left-wing views and right-wing views. Okay,
in the last 4 or 5 days, I've got multiple death threats, dozens of threats of violence.
And that's unacceptable.
I agreed, and I'm going to sign all woes me, and none of them are going to do anything about it anyway. I'm aware of that. But there's no one, from my side of the argument, throwing that back at anybody. It's not happening.
Hang on. Let me just bring Sarah into the conversation as well. Sarah, hi, how are you?
Hello, good. Thanks, Niall. How are you?
Good. Sarah, you know, I'm a bit of a loss here because I don't care what's in the book within reason, to be honest with you, as long as it's in an age-appropriate place. And I'm gathering that the book is in an age-appropriate place and it's not in a section for 10-year-olds or 5-year-olds or whatever it happens to be.
Yeah, maybe. Can I give you a little bit of background about myself? Because I've been following this issue and I've been following up behind the scenes with various government bodies over the last year or so. So just in relation to the right wing comment there, I just want to clarify, I'm left wing, right? And I'm an atheist. And so just in case I get any accusations, and I've personally reviewed a lot of the books in question, and there are lots of them that are very age inappropriate. And I can give you lots of examples. There's one really good example of a book that, you know, is defended very hard, defended by the libraries, which is called This Book Is Gay. And it was on the curriculum toolkit for junior cycle.
It's not on it anymore, I believe.
Yeah, because I was the person who got it taken off, right? So behind the scenes, there's a lot of activism that goes on that doesn't involve abusing library staff. So I think what's happening is there are a lot of people very frustrated because of the labeling and the abuse they get when they raise valid concerns around the contents of the book being targeted at kids. And they're down there now taking things into their own hands. And it's not right. It's not the right approach. I don't think staff should feel intimidated. If I was working in the library, I'd hate someone coming in shouting abuse at me or accusing me of being a groomer. So it's really unfortunate that there are a group of people who are doing that, because it's not the way to get change. However, I can see why that's happening, because behind the scenes, when you go the right route, you get the content, you put it in front of the right people. I had to go to the CEO of the HSC in order to get my complaint dealt with, because all the way up the ranks, it was dismissed. And you have a book that suggests to young, you know, 12, 13, 14-year-olds, I have children that age, that they should consider going on Grindr and meeting a stranger for random sex hookups, right? Now, these are adult apps which are, you know, not suitable for kids. And if you're a parent like me and you're seeing the NCCA, the libraries, you know, across the board, these government
bodies,
organs of the state, government bodies promoting this kind of dangerous anonymous sex with adults at 12 to 15-year-old children. You know, that's why people are outraged. Some people are taking it into their own hands. They're doing it out of frustration. I don't agree with them, but I can understand because I am like a person who behind the scenes uses email and phone calls. I can understand why it's happening. And what we need to see is proper conversation instead of all the deflection and the vilifying and the far-right accusations. There are lots of genuine parents who are really concerned and they feel the only action they can take is to turn up. And actually, there should be a proper review of the content.
Yeah, and I think let's all agree that calling staff paedophiles or groomers or taking photographs of them, put them online is not appropriate action, okay? And we all agree with that.
It's really wrong. Okay. And I mean, it does really damage to people like me who are taking the time to collate the information.
Okay, let's just see what you're talking about. Graeme, getting back to you, as a school teacher and an educator, would you not agree with Sarah that we need to have a proper debate about it without this kind of deflection, as she rightly says, of saying, oh, he's a lefty or she's a righty or whatever it is, and actually sit down and have a proper debate? And we need to be able to debate, do we believe it's appropriate, say, in a book that's targeted towards 12, 13 or 14-year-olds to have, you know, you can go on to Grindr or here's how you give a blowjob or, you know, or a hand job or whatever it happens to be, that kind of language, you know, that we decide as parents and as parents groups, for example, with the education authorities, if we believe it's appropriate. Is that not fair comment?
Yeah, totally. I didn't agree with a single word she said.
Yeah,
I don't think she was doing this. So to be fair, it's a mistake. To clarify, am I labelling every single person who disagrees with those books that has the age of ideas as far left? No, I'm not. Am I labelling the ringleaders of the protest outside the library and the people who've been threatening me as far right? I absolutely am. Those are not. There's not a contradiction there. Mm-hmm. Are there people who could have genuine concerns? Absolutely. The people who are leading that, which is and other fools, they are far right. They don't believe
I can't wait for the next election
when they get savaged.
There's two elements here, right? There are a bunch of people, and I'm not going to use the far right term because I just feel it's just like a throwaway comment that's used to just deflect. There are a bunch of people who are managing the situation badly at the libraries, right? And they're doing an injustice to people like me who have valid concerns. And there are a bunch of activists, because I don't know that man's name. Because Graeme. So here's an example now, right? On the other side, he says it's all one direction, and it 100% isn't, right? Any woman's event where we turn up to speak, activists turn up and threaten to actually abuse us, right? And so I put a complaint into the Guard last week, for example.
I've seen Posy Parker out at, you know, at events where people will have signs up saying all TERF should die. Yeah,
yeah,
I've seen
exactly.
That.
And that's in Ireland. And that is happening with the people. Just let me finish. This is really important. The people who are doing that are in with ministers, having conversations, talking about being victims constantly, right? And so there is a massive campaign of fear where any woman or anybody who speaks up and kind of goes, I've got a problem here about this kind of, for example, here's another example. In all our schools now, in primary schools, there's a book called Fizzy Bodies, right? And it tells 8-year-olds, everyone has a gender identity. You could be a boy, girl, neither or both. And if you have an autistic child who hears that and has already got some uncomfortability with their body or whatever, they're going to immediately question their sex body. So that's another book I've been trying to raise complaints about. And again,
Fizzy Bodies has been around for generations.
Sorry, Graeme?
So,
varieties of busybodies have been around for a very long time. I mean, when I was a kid.
Okay, but because Sarah, can I ask you a question? Okay, but hang on, just because I don't want to go too off the topic. But say we'll go for the book that seems to cause most amount of controversy, which is This Book Is Gay, right? Do you believe that book should be available at all in a library?
Me, personally?
Yeah.
So here's the thing about That Book Is Gay. I think it should be in the adult section. Okay. But if you read that, and I've read it, well, just let me finish. The vocabulary used, the terminology used in that book is aimed at very young children. It talks about things like bummies and these kind of things, words that even teenagers don't use. So the reason it's most, you know, of concern to me as a parent is it's targeting in its vocabulary very young children with very extreme sex acts, right? So it, even if you move it to the adult section or the, you know, over 18 section, it's adults aren't reading it. It's targeted. Read the book. It's targeted at very young
people. I will, to be fair, Graeme, I've read excerpts from the book, and it is targeted at children with silly little childish words explaining very explicit acts that you wouldn't expect to see in anything in an under 18 section. You know, about, you know, about how to clean out your bummy before you have sex and all this kind of stuff. I mean, that's, you know, that's not sort of stuff that you would imagine would be in any section for a teenager.
But also, just can I just say, right? All
of teenagers are having sex. When I talk to 12-year-olds.
No, but hang on. No, so, but also, can I just say something? So there's this mission, it seems, right, to get young teens into extreme sex. Kind of, you know, let's talk about dildos, let's talk about all these things. Why can't kids kind of explore their own terms as opposed to putting in front of them these... Yeah, but the point is that if you look at where these books are being positioned, they're being positioned in into, for example, the one that I had to get removed from the curriculum, right? When I went back and I said, how did that get in there? The answer was, well, the government's national strategy... is the reason that got in there, because we have selected these external bodies, Tenny and Belong to select the books and put them in there, right? So there is an agenda here, unfortunately.
No,
right?
You see an agenda behind that. You have no proof of that.
No,
you're
no, I've seen the evidence.
But you have no
proof. So here's another thing. And Graeme, you're not up to date, because the Busy Bodies Guide was updated last year with gender identity. I have the FOIs. And I can see the entire gender identity content of this book, which is produced by the HSE, was all written by Belong To. So it's not that I can see it and it's not there. It's that I have the evidence. So,
okay, I
don't, Graeme, with respect, the government's job is to take advice from NGOs, not to take instruction. Do you understand what
exactly,
I think, to be fair to Sarah, you know, NGIs obviously have an agenda, or NGOs obviously have an agenda, because that's what they're paid to do. They're there to represent, you know, whichever minority they're there to represent. But you, the government's job is to take advice or, you know, or suggestions, but not instruction. Okay, well, hang on, both of you for a second. Hang on. I need to give time to other people too. Stay there, both of you, for a second, if you can. Hang on, both of you. Stay there. Let me just go to Aaron, I think it is. Aaron, hi, how are you doing?
Good morning.
Now, Aaron, you were at the protest.
I was indeed, yeah.
Okay, Aaron, you know, what I witness or what I hear at the protest, and I'm listening to Sarah, who's very logically minded and talking about this in a very calm and positive way, you know, about a debate should be had. But standing outside a library calling staff members' names is not the way to deal with it.
Yeah, on Saturday, I didn't witness anybody outside the library calling staff members' names.
So did they just make that up, so?
Well, I didn't witness that, is all I can say.
Okay, you didn't witness it, but I can tell you it happened, okay? Would you accept it happened?
Well, in the past.
Well, while the protests have been going on over the last few weeks, would you accept that staff members were called names?
I personally didn't witness that. I haven't seen any videos to that nature or anything like that myself.
Okay.
No,
well, according to the staff, it did happen, and they feel harassed and threatened by people.
Fair enough.
Do you accept? Do you accept that?
But I didn't witness that. Okay. I didn't witness that. Nor was I at the library, but I was there on Saturday, and I did attend the protest on Saturday in Cork City, outside the library at Grand Parade. Yes, but on any other time, I was not there myself present.
So. Okay, tell me why, Aaron, you were at a protest, and what was your purpose there? Why are you there?
Well, my purpose there on Saturday definitely was to support the campaign that Ross Hive and Andy Heason have against this book is gay.
Okay. So the book, we believe, according to what we were told earlier on, is not in the children's section.
Right.
Okay. So what's the problem, so?
I've seen documents, and I have seen the book itself, and I have seen videos where that is in the children's section.
Okay.
Of many libraries, and not only Cork.
Okay. Well, okay. Would you accept, if it wasn't in the children's section, would you accept that's the end of the protest, so?
Personally, myself, I possibly, yes. I think, I believe Sarah is the lady's name there. I came in, I was here, I was just speaking a short time ago, and I listened to many points that Sarah made there, and I would be heavily in alignment or in agreement with what Sarah was saying.
The difference is Sarah wasn't outside the library calling people names. I'm not suggesting you did, but some people did.
Yeah, maybe so, but I came on to address that side of things, actually, to be truthful to you, because I've been listening to that all morning in Munster, to be quite honest, Niall. And with regards to the protest on Saturday, there was a lot more elements to that protest on Saturday that's referenced in Cork City outside of this book is gay. There was other speakers, there was other topics, there was other groups mentioned there, you know. And it's
That's a kind of million protests all in one. I'm just dealing with one, which is the books in the library.
Yeah, the books in the library. Well, in my opinion, personally, in that is that book shouldn't be in the library at all.
At all.
No.
Now you're involved in censorship as well. Is that the way it works?
No. That's
well,
that's
you've just said
the book.
Well, you just said the book shouldn't be in the library at all.
Well, you asked me my opinion on it. If someone wants to write a book like that, they can put it into a bookshop, a book for over 18s, over 21s.
And why can't it be in a library for over 18s? Why can't it be in a library for over 18s?
Let it also into an adult section, something like that. Yes, fine.
Okay, then make up your mind, Aaron. It should either be banned or in an over 18 section. Which is it?
I most certainly in an over 18 section.
Okay, but that's fine. Okay, so if it's in the over 18 section, is that the end of your protest?
Again, at the end of my stance on it, yes. Again, but that brings into a whole new scale of sex education being taught in schools. It brings in a whole new scale to my stance on activism and my approach on things.
Okay, so that's a different argument.
Yeah. That's a different element. But you're asking me about the book. Yes, I would be happy to see that book removed from all sections where it is currently targeted, which is seen currently to be a child or teen section. If that was removed and put into an adult section, I'd be quite happy with that, as long as no one from the underage category could gain easy accessibility to that.
With the greatest respect, Aaron, when a 15-year-old walks into a library, they're not escorted by a security guard around the library to check what they're looking at. You know what I mean? Yeah, if a staff notices, generally speaking, I would like to think if staff notice younger children in an adult section, they might just tell them, listen, get out of there.
I would like to think the same.
Yeah, well, I would imagine they probably do, by the way. Let's give the staff the benefit of the doubt that they're reasonable people.
The same way
as if you walked into a video store years and years ago and there was an over 18 section, I would like to think the staff would tell you can't rent out that video. You know what I mean?
You'd like to believe so.
Yeah.
And have you seen the book yourself?
I have, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And would you be happy enough, as well, I suppose, leaving that in an adult section of a library as well? You would?
I would, yeah.
Yeah, so would I, that's man. Well, that's great then.
At least we all agree.
Are you happy currently, though, at the section where it is easily retrievable for a child, which we all know?
Now, your definition of easily retrievable, what does that actually mean? I'm confused by the words easily retrievable. If a 15-year-old wanders into the adult section and picks it up and has a browse through it, there's nothing I can do about that, is there, really?
There's nothing. Well, we can protest against it. We can try and make you'd be there all day, for action.
Jesus Christ. So let's say there's a book down there by, I don't know, in an erotic novel, for example, that talks about sex and all sorts of other words that you wouldn't expect, you know, a 15-year-old to be looking at. And they wander down and have a look at that. Will you be protesting about that too? Or is it just because it's a book about gay people?
We'll see there, but it seems to be very, you're bringing the context of the conversation and it seems to be a way that seems to be in a joking fashion. This isn't
I didn't say it was a joke. I'm asking you a simple question.
The amount of sex is pushed in this country on young individuals. And I'm sure there's other people listening and there's other people on this call.
Sarah had a very reasonable conversation. I'm trying to establish what it is you're objecting to, but you're not very clear about it, Aaron. That's the problem.
I'm not very clear about that sex is being absolutely pushed further and further on our children through education and through ease of access. I'll use it that way for easier to understand.
Okay. Sorry, Graham, have you any comment to make in relation to Aaron and his protesting outside the library?
Well, I didn't meet Aaron.
Yeah.
He's entitled to his opinion. Sex and our children be overly sexualized and their childhood being taken away through education, complete not false.
It is education. No one has over-sexualized anyone, no one making anyone gay, much as he probably thinks that but won't say it out loud, or making anyone trans. We are educating people so they're aware of differences and being understanding.
I do understand the word education. I understand the word education, but I think it's fair to say, Graeme, when we talk about young people who are quite impressionable, you know, education has two roles. It also has a role of indoctrination as well. When you talk about indoctrination, we do that with religion and we've done it for years. You know, children's minds are like sponges.
You're going to draw the false equivalent again now.
No. I'm just going to say children's minds are like sponges. We have to be very careful about the information we provide them with as far as education is concerned. Would you not agree?
Any of the teenagers I teach who are lovely kids, they don't just believe what I believe.
No, I'm just saying when you're talking about young children, I'm talking about young children, we have to be very conscious of the fact, and you as an educator would know that, of the information we give them from the state body, which is supposed to be official information.
Niall.
You know what I mean? We have to be very careful how we do that.
And just highlight what's in the SDH's curriculum that yourself or anyone else has a problem with it. Highlight specifically.
I wouldn't want a book, you know, to say a five-year-old telling them about transsexuals or bisexuals or any asexuals. Yeah, sorry, Sarah. Please. Go ahead, Sarah. Go on.
Yeah. Thanks. Could I come in?
Yeah.
Just on the topic of education and the role of the state, and Graeme, I'd love you to go into your research and come back to me, but the Busy Bodies Guide has been updated to tell children that everyone has a gender identity and can be a boy, a girl, neither or both. And that's just simply not true. There is no evidence. And so can I just tell you, sorry, can I speak for a second? I don't have a gender identity, right? So I know it's not true. Everyone doesn't have one, because if they did, I would have one. But I did an FOI on this Busy Bodies update, which was done last year. And the whole thing was written by activists. Now, I asked, was there a risk assessment done or an impact assessment? If you take 100 8-year-olds, and just take into account as well that there are teachers delivering the message in different ways based on their understanding of the information and their skills. But if you take 100 8-year-olds and you tell them, you know, basically you could be a boy or a girl, neither or both, you know, your understanding of your body could be wrong and you could be, you know, trapped in the wrong body. Are you telling me that you're not going to see some children, especially vulnerable children, and statistically 90% of the children on the waiting list for surgery in Loughlinstown are on the autistic spectrum?
I don't know where you got 90%. I know the figure is high, Sarah, but I didn't believe it was 90%. I've read figures of between overall. I've heard figures of between 30% and 40%.
I'll email you through the HSE figures.
Okay.
Audit done last year. But my point is, right? You cannot support such a radical notion of sex dissociation with 8-year-old children who still believe in Santa and the Tooth Fairy, to teach them that they could be born in the wrong body. You cannot bring that in and have parents sit by and go, do you know what we'll do? We'll wait and see how that goes. So no. So parents like me are...
Do me a favour, Sarah. Don't mention the red fella again, will you?
Pardon?
Don't mention the red fella again. All right. Middle of the day. All right.
Okay. So parents like me are absolutely going to push back on this idea that our very young children should be told that they could be born in the wrong body. And the state don't have the right to bring these concepts in, because it is a belief system. It's akin to a religion, right? You know,
that's your view. Some people would suggest that's their life.
Evidence.
Yeah, I understand that. I understand that. Just like some people believe in God, I don't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, you're saying it's a belief system. Some people will argue that it's not an ideology. Actually, do me a favour, both of you. Stay there a second, because, and Ian, I'll be with you in a minute. I want to go to Councillor Tony Fitzgerald, former Lord Mayor of Cork. Tony, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Ian. How are you?
Tony, the protest. So I know the Lord Mayor, he was supposed to come on with us, but he abandoned us about 5 minutes before the show started. What was I going to say to you? But you're the former Lord Mayor. I know he's meeting with the Garda Síochána in relation to these protests. Nobody agrees with what went on, or the harassment, if that's what happened, of staff members. That's despicable and nobody should be involved in that. But do you understand that, or do you believe there's a legitimate protest?
Well, I'm sure the Lord Mayor will get back to you, because he's very busy there this morning. He was here in Knocknaheeny for the World Cup game with Denise O'Sullivan, who was playing for Ireland. She's from Knocknaheeny, so he was here and had to go back down. But look, we all have views, and we all have personal views of various different things in life. But I think the key focus here is when you have those views, is to protest in a peaceful way. And I think the behaviour outside the library and inside the library in the Grand Parade is unacceptable. The public have demonstrated that loud and clear. staff need to come to work in a safe and healthy environment, that they're free to do their job and deliver a service in a way that is in harmony with everybody. And it's unacceptable.
I think we'd all agree that calling people paedophiles, groomers, or threatening staff, or putting their pictures up on social media is an unacceptable way to protest. Okay. The argument from those people, and I don't accept that any argument to call people names or harass people, but the argument is they feel voiceless, that nobody's listening to them, that they believe that are books that are in the library that are not inappropriate, but are in age-appropriate, inappropriate places. Do you accept that argument?
Well, if that's the view of those people, then there is a forum and there is a mechanism for them to...
But they feel they're being ignored. They feel nobody's listening to them.
But maybe they're not going about it the right way. We all have... There's a process there of contacting the city council and expressing your views.
People have been doing that since the city council put the picture up on Twitter since January when those books were available. They feel they've done that but are ignored.
They haven't been ignored. Nobody is ignored here, because the right to protest and the right to express your views is a high priority within Cork City Council. And but what has happened is that the focus has changed to the type of protest and the safety of the staff, and that's the problem. So no matter what your argument is, whatever your views are on any topic, then you have to behave in such a way that you want to demonstrate that, in a peaceful way. And it can be addressed. And, the message is that if you want to highlight something that you're concerned about, you do it in a way...
Okay, fair enough. And again, I want to reiterate that I believe that most rational people would agree that calling people names, putting their pictures up on social media, calling them pedos or groomers or harassing staff is completely unacceptable. And I think we will all...
We've enough now of label and image of people. You know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely.
Life has moved on.
Absolutely. Okay.
The label and image of people, regardless of where they come from, what background they are, what sexuality they are. We have to move on from
let me ask you a question.
I'm not saying you are saying that now, but okay, we have to move on, because label and image of people is very hurtful to people.
Absolutely. And I can understand why staff... I can understand why staff would be concerned. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
I can understand then why the library had to close on Saturday, for the protection of those staff. So I completely appreciate that. But to the argument itself and the debate itself around these particular books and these group of books, and the main book that seems to be a problem is called This Book Is Gay. Can I ask you personally, on a personal level, I don't know, have you got children, Tony, yourself?
I have two daughters, and a grandchild,
Do you think, let's talk about what we believe is age appropriate. Do you think it's age appropriate to have a book that describes anal sex, that describes masturbation, that uses words like, blowjob and cleaning out your anus and going on Grindr, which is an app, by the way, for hookups? Do you believe that's appropriate in a section between 12? I'm asking, just wait, between 12 and 18 years of age. Is that acceptable?
I am of the view that we as a public service should make available within the educational system and within the educational remit that we make available all publications that opens and broadens the mind of our young people.
That's not the question I'm asking you, Tony. The question. You have children yourself. I'm asking you on a personal level.
Sorry, they're adults now. My apologies. Yeah. But I haven't seen the book. I haven't seen the book.
Well, okay, I've just described some of the contents to you.
Yeah, I know, but I haven't seen it.
Is it appropriate? Let's ask you again. Is it appropriate to have a book that talks about and gives commentary on how to give a blowjob? That's the wording in the book, by the way, not my wording. How to give a blowjob, masturbation, anal sex, how to set up a Grindr profile, which is an app which is for kind of hookups and dating. Do you think that's appropriate for a 14 or 15 year old?
I think we need to make sure that there are proper guidelines.
You're not answering the question, Tony. It's either yes or no. Is it appropriate?
No, I would certainly be of the view that, the appropriate information is available to people. I haven't seen the book, so I can't really comment on that. But all I'm saying
I've just given you an example of some of the content of the book, and I've asked you a simple question, Tony. A simple question.
No, it's not a simple question.
I'm asking you, do you believe that content is appropriate for a child of 13 or 14?
I would certainly have concerns about that, yes.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, as well, is that regardless of what the issue is or what the concern is of people, there are ways of demonstrating and highlighting our concerns. And if people do that in a way that doesn't hinder the health and safety of people and staff, then I think, you know, it can be done, dealt with in a rational way.
Okay. And by the way, and going forward, I would appeal to people listening to the show today, if you are protesting, please restrict your protesting to the books or the books themselves and not the staff of the library, and not to be calling people names or harassing people. That's an unacceptable way to protest, isn't it?
I certainly agree.
Thank you very much, indeed, Tony. Thank you. Okay. All right. Stay there. I know you're still there, Graeme, by the way. And by the way, Graeme, I accept what you say.
I am.
Yeah, you know, let me go to John. John, hi, how are you doing?
Hello, Neil. How are you keeping?
Yeah, Niall, actually, but that's fine. Come on.
Hi, Niall, yes.
Go on, John. What do you want to say?
Well, when I was young, Niall, walking home from secondary school with a few friends chatting, I had just read two scholarly books which were banned in Ireland at the time. The titles were Sexual Behaviour in the Human Male, and that was written in 1948, and Sexual Behaviour in the Human Female was written in 1953. The author was a guy called
Kinsen.
Alfred Kinsen.
Yes.
Yeah. He was the founder of the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender and Reproduction.
I've read a lot of his stuff, his material, by the way, which is really good material, by the way, can I point out? Yeah,
yeah, but I mean, I got my hands on it as a 13, 14-year-old. Anyway, I was boasting about my newfound words, homosexuality, heterosexuality, and lesbianism, etc., that day, to my mates. Years later, one of the mates came up to me and said, John, that day a shudder went down my spine when I heard you describing what these people were and their sexual inclinations, because he had just found a name for his sexual feelings towards other men. Although, to be honest, he never accepted it, although later in life he actually became a raving alcoholic. But remember, it's only since 1993 has... it's been decriminalized in Ireland, homosexuality. So we've gone from extreme restriction to the most liberal country in Europe now. So as regards books in the library, I didn't know. I was a bit against it at the moment, but my daughter has just persuaded me that the books should be allowed on the library, even for 7 or 8 year olds, because she said, Daddy, young children have these feelings from a young age, and it should be permitted that they are able to understand their feelings. They're not going to go out and boast about what they are, because they'd be bullied all around the schoolyard. But she feels that they should be allowed access this information of what they are, even at a young age.
But how young? This is always the problem. I never believe any book should ever be banned, by the way, right? But, you know, how young? Like, is it appropriate to say, for a 12-year-old to be reading books about anal sex? Is that appropriate?
About which sex?
Anal sex.
Sure. Well, I did, you know, I don't know anal sex, yeah.
But is it appropriate? Do you think that should be in a library for 12-year-olds?
I don't think it should go that far.
Isn't that what the debate is really about? It's about age appropriateness, isn't it, really? It's not about the books, per se. It's not about what should and shouldn't be available. Everything should be available within reason. You know what I mean? But it depends on, you know, what books should be available and when.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We all had a lot of jokes about anal sex and stuff, and it's
gay
common
sex, and yeah.
Yeah, so maybe it should be in the book too. I don't know.
Should a 5-year-old be able to read about bisexuality, transsexuality, heterosexuality? Yeah. Should a 5-year-old be able to read that?
That's what my daughter said.
Hang on. Let me just go to two more callers very quickly and have to wrap up here. Ian, hi, how are you? Oh, sorry, Ian. Go ahead, Ian.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's right.
Yeah, John believes it's okay. You know, it depends on the child. You know, it's up to you as a parent.
I think John's daughter believes.
Yeah, John's daughter believes. Yeah, yeah.
Look, I was on the last time about the beaches. It's all about sexualizing the children. It's all an agenda. It's part of a bigger agenda. Some people don't see it. That's why they're not doing anything or not reacting or think it's okay, think it's...
Should they be banned altogether? Is that what you're saying to me? Should the books be banned?
It's not about the books being banned. It's look at what's happening. Look at all the protests that's happening. Protests with the migrants, because people think so
many... Let's not go into a million topics today. I understand.
But yeah, look at two topics, the migrants and the
libraries. Don't want to look at two. I just want to look at one
for today. LGBTQ or the libraries, yeah?
Yeah.
You have protests happening where people are getting very, 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 very angry. Why? Why is that happening all of a sudden? You didn't have it a few years ago. You didn't have it. Why is it happening? There's something happening to make people react to it. Yeah, well,
I understand the point you're making. People feel a little bit voiceless every now and again, but that doesn't give you an excuse to harass people, by the way.
Here's the thing, Niall. For a lot of people, it's like...
Okay.
Yeah, go on. It's like what? Sorry, go ahead.
It's like there's a bus coming for our children and it's about to hit them. And we're screaming at people and telling them to pull their children out of the way. And they just can't hear us. They just can't see it. They just can't. They don't want to see it. They can't hear it. Whatever it may be, they're just not awake to what's happening. It's part of a bigger agenda. Our children, you think of if everything keeps going the way it is, if they keep bringing in people the way they bring them in, if they keep pushing this LGBTQ thing in. And here's the other thing: they're bringing Muslims in while pushing the LGBTQ thing. And we know...
You're kind of conflating a million topics together there. You can only deal with one at a time. Let me ask you a simple question. The book, which everybody seems to be talking about, which is called I Am Gay, it contains, obviously, literature, which is targeted towards teenagers, you know, talking about, you know, anal sex or masturbation or whatever it happens to be, or how to get online and blah, blah, blah. Do you believe that should be available for teenagers?
No, I don't. And if you look...
Okay, should it be available? Can I ask you a question? When you were a teenager, when you were a young man, did you have books like that available to you? Did you ever get a porn book, a magazine?
Yeah, I think I got, you know, pictures and stuff like that. Graphic stuff.
Well, then what's the issue?
Here's the thing. In that book, I think it's the one I Am Gay... There's one where Uncle Johnny is in bed with one of the young
friends. I don't know. I haven't read that bit, so I can't comment on it. But in saying that, you looked at porn when you were a child, didn't you?
Did it do me any good? Is that what you're asking?
No, I'm asking you, did you look at porn when you were a child?
Yeah.
Children have a natural curiosity.
Child, obviously. Not when I was a child, obviously. Obviously, when it was...
When you're a teenager,
You found a magazine
With sex in it. Teenager, yeah. Okay, well, stay there because I've got two more calls to go to and I have to wrap this up. Sorry, go ahead, James.
Good afternoon, Al.
Good afternoon, James. As much as I don't agree with the behaviour sometimes of protesters, you know, I do agree with people's right to protest.
Oh, I'm fully behind them now. I'm very well aware of that library because obviously it's my own city and I'm fully supporting those people. A lot of those people actually are parents of young children themselves. That's why they get so angry now. Mm.
I don't agree with name-calling, James, and that kind of behaviour, you know what I mean?
Whatever it takes.
I don't know about whatever it takes. You can't intimidate people.
Well, there's a very easy solution to this. Get those books out of the library and then those people won't be there anymore now.
Get them out of the library.
Yes, out of the library completely.
Why out of the library completely?
Oh, for adults, yes, I've no problem. They're on request maybe for adults, but not for children. No way, now.
Okay.
As far as we were saying about magazines when we were young, they were not available now. People would get a sneaky look of their dads
They
were not available even in shops. Even when we had them here in the city, my mates used to bring them home from England. They were not on display.
A mate of mine used to bring them home when he was away in England.
Sorry?
A mate of mine used to bring them home when he went away with his family to England.
But unfortunately, the LGBT, for some reason, seem to be hell-bent on exposing children to unsuitable material now, which just disturbs me big time now. Any group that wants to expose children to unsuitable material, I've no time for them now. None whatsoever.
Yeah, no, I know. I understand, and I don't believe in exposing children to material that's unsuitable. I really don't. I think it's wrong to do that. I think children are like sponges. We have to be very careful about the education that we give them. We're very careful about what we make available to them. You know, just because children might be thinking about things when they're young doesn't mean we should fill their minds with it either. You know,
I have terrible sympathy for children today. Now. They cannot have the childhood I had, which was extremely innocent, a proper innocent child, right up till I got to secondary, so I was about 12. There was nothing, all I was concerned with was playing football, climbing trees, doing the normal things, going to a movie on a Saturday to see John Wayne, very innocent.
You weren't confused that, about your gender, were you? No, you weren't.
No, I was very happy to be a boy now, and chasing girls when I was 11, 12. Yeah. But no, they can't. No. What we're doing now is we're overloading children with information. And that's why I read the other day, a psychologist, a very experienced psychologist, he's dealing with people now that he never thought he would be dealing with. 8 and 9 and 10 year olds self-harming themselves because, well, I don't blame them, because what's coming at them is too much. It's too much for children who are not emotionally mature enough to deal with what they're dealing with now. And I'm very annoyed when I hear parents giving their children phones at 8 and 9 years old now. Shouldn't be doing that now.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that, James. Let me go to Sharon very quickly before I wrap things up. Thank you, James. Sharon, hi. How are you?
Hi, Niall. Good, thanks.
Sharon, I agree with people calling people names or being anyway, you know, harassing staff members of libraries or whatever it happens to be.
But
I suppose they believe they have a legitimate protest.
Well, I mean, why are they shouting at the librarians? You know, how come this book got in without any of us knowing about it? Why was it not, you know?
Well, it's not just one book, by the way. You're kind of focusing on one book. There are numerous books.
But why are they not advertising this to parents that these books are going to be in the library?
Well, they did.
Cork Library did.
They put up a picture there a while ago of all these books on a shelf for LGBTQ plus children.
Yeah, but really the schools would have been maybe send a note home with the parents. That would have been a way for the parents to find out, you know, the education department. That's the way it should have been done.
And do you believe those books?
Young children.
No, you don't agree?
Yeah, no, not for young children. They're running away with our children, and we need to be able to talk to them and explain things. And thank God now, we're not in really innocent times, which are lovely, but, you know, children need to be glued in the world we live in, but the parents need to have more control than random books in a library.
Yeah,
you know?
I get you.
Be able to explain to them the whole emotional side of things, all the sides of things.
Well, listen, thank you very much indeed, Sharon. Thank you, James. And lots of messages, by the way, coming in. John Mack says on Twitter, Tony's answers speaks volumes. Age-inappropriate books broaden the minds. This is exactly why people are suspicious as the Department of Education be led by left activists and NGOs. Deirdre says, these books are disgusting and definitely not suitable for children. I don't know what agenda this government has, but they don't have our children's welfare as a priority. Liberty Strikes on Twitter says, listen to Tony. This is why mass protest is needed until the children's rights we voted for in 2015 and are enforced by the police. The city council never gets back to me on any issue. Chris says they've been moved, but it's not hard to see the age group the books are aimed at. Some of them are still children's books, so the question should be, do children need to be exposed to this material? Cryptophile says on Twitter, it's a good name, isn't it? Anyone advocating for these books in the kids section is a pedo. Let them read out the book's contents aloud and see what people, not kids, think. And Susan said, let the children be kids and grow up in a kid's world. Mark says, it's closed due to harassment by thugs who continually go into libraries and bookshops to harass people with no repercussions whatsoever. Yes, they're in an age-appropriate category, as despite the nonsense we've heard, children can't rent out these books. Another person says, so why push it on children in schools and libraries? This is drag and gender pretend game. All right, lots and lots of comments, by the way. If you have any comments, you can send them, by the way, at any stage to 085 122 55. That's 085 122 55. I could have filled 4 hours with people texting in, WhatsApping in, calling in today who wanted to come on the show. I could have called or had any amount of people on the air who were very angry. But that's not the way we want to go. I was trying to get some sort of rational debate around this and why we should and shouldn't have these books in the library. Let me know what you think, by the way. You can WhatsApp, I said, or you can email us, and it's niall@nileboylan.com. Don't forget, by the way, share this, by the way, with your friends. Share our tweets and our Facebook messages with your friends. And don't forget, when we post it later on our website and on Spotify, share the link with your friends as well. And let them know that we're on in the afternoon and that we discuss everything on this show. Don't forget, by the way, you can support us if you want to at any stage. All you got to do is go to Twitter at the moment, and you can subscribe up above there. You'll see the little subscribe button if you followed us already on Twitter. It's only a fiver a month. The price of a cup of coffee. That's all we ask for. It's not much, is it really, to ask for, considering all those other people ask you for money and they go, you get nothing for it. Anyway, please help us out if you can. Think of it like a little donation, because we don't charge you to listen to the show or watch the show every day. And the reason we put it up live every day is so as you can interact with it and you can listen to it live. When the show is over, we take down the live feed, which means you do have to go to our website or go to Spotify to download it. Thank you very much, and I'll be back again with you tomorrow at 12. Until then, have a good day.
The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Podcast. Listen live on Facebook, YouTube, and all the usual live stream services. To get in touch, just WhatsApp or text 085-100-2255. The Niall Boylan Podcast. They told me to shut up. Available for download from all your usual platforms.